The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
As we dive straight into Mantel, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM, with the amazing, the beautiful Dawn Pettigrew Smith. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Charity. You know, this never gets old for me.
Of course it would. And I've been so excited to do it.
Yes. How are you? I missed you last
week. Yes, I know there were a lot of heavy weather by you. Plenty of rain and thing. Wow.
Something happening, you know? You see, right after I texted you today, it's sunny and I can't wait. Out of nowhere.
Wow.
Came the rain. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't even feel right. Rain or sunshine, we're doing the show today, so thank God.
Yeah,
it's eased up now, and you know, here we are. So
yeah,
let's do this. It's almost September,
And oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I hope you're hearing the excitement in my voice.
Why are you excited, Caravie?
I am so excited to go on buy and rush and get this and get that and to make sure everything is in order for September 8th. I don't know when school is reopening by you guys in Jamaica. Is it September 8th as well?
Yes, we have elections September 3rd.
Oh, right. Well, okay.
Right. So I guess see how the atmosphere is.
The only thing I'm looking forward to, Dawn, is that the girls, my girls, going back out to school, so they will not be eating everything on my fridge. And I won't have to be buying groceries every week. That is a problem. So thank God for school.
Well, you know, you might have a little bit of problem because when they eat at home, you know exactly what they're eating.
Well,
when they eat at school, unless the school canteens of healthy food, you really, really don't know what kind of junk they're eating.
True.
And then we have a whole nother ball game. So be glad that they're eating from your refrigerator and you know exactly what they are eating.
Well, whilst I may be excited and thank God I would know what they're eating, however, I think it has some kind of something happening in the school whereby they don't look forward to food and snack and thing, you know. You know what does look forward to? Playing. Liming with the friends and not ready to eat yet because, you know, I say, I'm talking with my friends and by that time, you know, school finish and then when they reach home, yes, it will have food. But when they're home, they ain't had the friends. They ain't had the runabout time like how they would have in school.
Yeah, so they eat more.
Yeah. Nothing else there to do but eat all the food in the fridge. So, yes. So, let's talk about the jitters, the back-to-school jitters that we parents face, and especially when it comes to men. Why is it different?
Well, it's not just parents. It's also the students and the teachers also.
Really?
Yes. I mean, just think about it. Just like how you are happy that your children are going to school and they won't be eating out your house or stuff like that. Just imagine that one teacher that is now sent back to what, 30 students in her classroom, new personalities. You're not just dealing with students, you're dealing with their parents. And we know some parents can be very overwhelming at times and very demanding. And then when teachers have deadlines and lesson plans and session plans, and it is hard. It is hard for everyone. And so it's good that we're having these conversations to make persons aware, because things may be happening and you're not sure. So, for example, the fact that school is coming up, if it's a new school for some students, you start sleeping, they might start complaining for stomach ache or headache, or, you know, some become irritable, some start clinging more to you because of the newness and what is to come.
Yeah.
And so school jitters, back to school jitter is a big thing. And, you know, we need to face it head on. Parents need to have conversations with their children. So this is a great time for you to talk to your girls because they're going into new grades. I don't know if it's new school, but new grades.
Yeah, my eldest daughter, she's going into a new school, but she's excited. I mean, I have nothing to worry about. But as you mentioned that, my 4-year-old, she is going in the second year in preschool. right? And when we were going out today to shop for school items and we reached back home, I was like, right, so you see, this is what you have. And she said that she don't want to go back to school. So, but here was my response, and I don't know if all parents responded this way or how they do. And of course, you are here to let us know how we can respond to our children when they make a statement like that, whereby they don't want to go back to school. I say, well, girl, you ain't have no choice, you know. You ain't have a choice in this matter. You had to go back to school, right?
Wrong answer.
Well, I figured that. I mean, after I said, all right, well, listen, you have to go back to school because, you know, you remember you're moving up and, you know, you'll see all your friends. So I tried to make it sound like, you know, you'll go back to see your friends, because she was like, I'll see my friends. It's like, yes, you can see your friends. So a lot of us as parents, you know, we don't know how to respond to our children when it comes to questions like that. And I'm hoping that today you would be able to tell us how we can respond to our children when they say something like, you know, they don't want to go back to school.
So thank you for that, and thank you for being open. I think this is why our conversations are usually so impactful, because we're not just giving information, we're sharing personal stories also. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to know what is causing that behavior. So you probably should have used that as a talk session to say, all right, baby, tell me why, you know, mm-hmm. you know, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Get down to her level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stoop down, sit down, put her in it, get on her level,
right,
and get her to tell you what is happening.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe she says, well, my friends are not going to be there, or it's new people, or I'm not going to have the same teacher. Listen to what they're saying.
Mm.
And then it helps you to better respond and to better prepare. Right?
Right.
So I'm glad that you had the comeback where you did remind her that, you know, her friends are going to be there and such forth. But instead of giving them command,
mm-hmm.
we want to hear what is going on in their little
mind. Ah, right. And I love that. Now, when I asked, I was like, well, why? Tell me why. Her reason was she don't like to sleep in school.
Okay.
So,
and that, why doesn't she like to sleep at school?
Because she wants to play with her friends.
Ah, so then here's a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You explain to her the importance of rest.
Oh.
When you rest, you grow bigger, you know, and you get taller.
Just like when you eat your fruits and vegetables.
Just like when you eat your fruits and vegetables, and you get to wear mommy shoes and put on mommy makeup, you know? So at least now it doesn't look like a chore.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
it's nap time, but she actually looks forward to nap time because now she sees it as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of how we word the conversation and giving them the opportunity to probe, use probing right. questions to get a little bit more from them.
Mm.
Why do you feel this way? Do you want to share with me? You know, why are you feeling this way? And believe you me, you will hear so much from those
stories.
Children.
Yeah.
Like, so much stories. But you know, Carrie, that's a great point that you bring up, because when my daughter's a gifted child.
Mm.
And gifted meaning she was assessed. So this is not me just saying my child is a gifted child, right? Because every parent thinks their child is a gifted child. Okay. But she's assessed. This is through assessment. And I remember when she was 3 years old, the teacher, same, you know, kindergarten, the teacher one afternoon, I picked her up, says, how do you get Anya to read so fluently at three? So I said, what do you mean? Because I didn't even know the child was reading. I mean, I buy her books and stuff, and you know.
Yeah.
And she says, Anya know every word on all the charts throughout the room.
Mm.
So I sat down at Anya's level. I said, Anya, how did you know that word? She told me that when the children are sleeping, she studied the words.
Wow.
She's 3 years old at the time.
Mm.
3 years old. So if your daughter is very adamant about not taking naps or whatever, have a conversation with her teacher, because maybe, just maybe, if the teacher is cool, she could probably give her some activities
to do, right,
to do in that time. But again, it's relationship, and you don't want to tell a teacher how to run her classroom.
Correct.
It's the first thing you could ever do for a teacher.
Mm.
But it's an expression. Just express to her mm-hmm. your daughter's statement, and you know, a little suggestion.
Yeah.
She don't have to take it, but you know.
Yeah. And that makes sense. So I want to get the listeners in. I want to find out from them, what are some of the things that your children that, or even your grandchildren, tell, because it has some things that she would come and tell me, but it has some things she would go and tell my mom. And then my mom would be like, hey, Carrie, you know, you had to go and check, and because she tell me this and that, right? Now, I want to hear from our listeners, what are some of the things that your children or your grandchildren come and tell you about school, and you know, you don't know how to respond to it? So send me a message via WhatsApp 306-1065, send me the voice notes as well, and you can give me a call at 605-2257 or 627-3223. So let's hear from you. We are talking about the back-to-school jitters, and we are talking about, in the case of children, we ain't reached the adults yet, because the adults is a different story. So let us know, what are some of the reasons why your children or your grandchildren do not want to go to school, or they don't like school? Let us know, and let's see if we can assist you in the meantime. Yeah? So it's 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send us a message via WhatsApp, 306-1065. Let me see here. You need to ask for an allowance. Oh, no. We can't do that. You see, this is crazy. All right, I got you. So let's get back into the conversation whilst we await the phone call or the messages, right? So you heard that.
Yeah.
Grandparents, send us that message. Let us know what are some of the reasons why your child or children don't like to go to school. And let us know what do you say? And let's see if we can bridge that gap. All right, 306-1065 or 625-2257 or 627-3223. We're talking about back to school jitters. Let's go, Dawn. Let's touch on another point.
Yeah, well, I know while we wait for persons to kind of share their stories, let's talk about some of the general reasons why people get the jitters.
Yeah.
Right. And so number one is a change in routine. We spoke about that. They may be going to a new class. They may be going to a new school. Right. So the change, the structure, especially if you're moving from primary school into high school. Primary school is so much more controlled than high school. Now you have to move around. You have to move from one class to go to another class. Primary school, you have one teacher teaching you all your subjects. High school, you have different teachers. So that change in routine can be overwhelming.
Mm.
And we really, really need to be having these conversations with our children, even before they start. Like, don't wait for them to come home sad and depressed, or, you know, start having these conversations with them. And then new environment, new teachers, new classmates, academic pressure. I don't know if you guys have PEP, primary exit program. It's the exam that you do before you go to high school.
Yeah,
so in Jamaica,
right. We have like secondary examination assessment or something like that, SEA.
Right, before you go to high school. So then it determines where you go to high school.
Yeah.
So now, it's not that high schools are not zoned. You know, like how in America, you go to high school within your zone where you live. It's not like that in Jamaica. So it's about grades. It's about numbers. So your percentage qualifies you for the school that you choose. So
yeah.
Let's say this particular school needs a 99% average and you score 89. Then you're not going to go to your first choice. So you can understand the academic pressure that a lot of children are under because parents want them to pass for a quote-unquote good school.
Yeah, we
and
have that
so,
here.
Mm-hmm. Right. The pressure is heavy. When you talk to these students, sometimes I had a 11-year-old who was cutting. She was cutting her arms, and how I found out was another student. I was doing, you know, assessments at the school, and then another student came and pulled me aside, and like she would say, Carrie brought a screwdriver to school, and she took out the razor from the sharpener, and she used it to cut herself. So I immediately pulled in that young lady when I spoke with her. She's just she's frustrated at the pressure to pass her exam for this particular school,
yeah.
right? And so we have to be careful of the academic pressures that we're putting on our children also, right? And then fear of not making friends.
Yeah. So you know, let's take a pin in there, Dawn, because we have to take a quick break. But you mentioned something before whereby, you know, sometimes it'll be a little overwhelming for students to go into a new school. And for the parents' sake, like myself, because my daughter is going into a new environment, I want to know, what advice do you have for us? How can we reach out to our children? Let us know what we can say. Let us know what type of questions we should ask, because a lot of us are going into this new school, and right. you know, we don't know how to relate to that type of feeling with our kids. All right, so yeah. let's take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue that discussion. All right. Yes. Sure. So, guys, we have Dawn Petgrave-Smith here. It's All About Mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's so much more. Send me your messages of our WhatsApp, 306-1065. And you can give me a call at 605-2257 or 627-3223. We are talking about the back-to-school jitters. And I know you have them, you know. So send us those messages. We're going to take a quick one and be back right after this.
Every weekday morning, Tasca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
The Spellbound Caravan is coming to you, featuring The Hive of Five, Saturday, September 6th at Gulf City Mall, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get ready to experience our thrilling interactive zone where kids and adults explore the UN Sustainable Development Goals in a fun and creative way. Test your knowledge and get the chance to win prizes and giveaways from our amazing sponsors, Photo Ops, with the Spellbound hosts, and so much more. The Spellbound Caravan is brought to you by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs and Development, Cricks, Vital Supply, Mellow, Diana Candy, Chef's Quality Fries, Ferrera Optical, Garden Foods, and Happy Land.
It is time.
It's your time to speak with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. Carrie V is here. I'm in the company. I'm going all the way to 6 p.m. This is Mental, which we do every Tuesday is right here on Freedom 106.5 FM with Dawn Petgrave-Smith as we are discussing back-to-school jitters. Welcome back, Dawn. We have a phone call. Let's take it. Let's hear who's there so that we can hear their question. Hello, good afternoon.
Kirby, how are you?
I'm good, love. What's happening?
I'm doing a very good job.
Thank you.
My best style, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson in the house. Laugh for me quick. Sorry about that, Dawn. Just Michael Jackson, yeah. Thanks so much for your call, Michael Jackson. He just get a little excited when so let's get back to the conversation, the discussion. Talk to the parents. So our kids are going into new schools, and it can be overwhelming for both parents and child. So how can we address that? How can we speak to them? What questions should we ask our kids just to find out if they are overwhelmed, and how can we assist?
All right, brilliant. First, I'm going to tell the parents that try to educate yourself even before. What do I mean by that? Do your own research on the school. You know who the principal is. Know what the environment is like, right? Know who the teachers are going to be, because I assume you would have met them at you know, registration and orientations and stuff like that. So you kind of familiarize yourself.
Right.
Then you have the conversation. So, Carrie, you're going to a new school. How do you feel? This is so exciting. Mm. How do you feel? Yeah. And step back and allow them to express what they're feeling. So if you get a response like, I don't know, probe a little bit more. Right. Well, You're not going to see your same friends. How does that make you feel? Or you're going to have to take the bus by yourself.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Do you have any concerns? You know, so it's just a matter of putting yourself in their shoe. How would you be feeling if you're starting a new school, new teachers, right? So when you give them the opportunity to talk, it helps you to better prepare them.
Wow.
So let's say they're afraid that they may not make any new friends. That's an opportunity right there for you to help them with emotional intelligence. There's so many activities that you can do with your child, emotional intelligence. There's so many activities to do, personal development. You know, if they're just afraid of public transportation, that's a great opportunity to remind them that they're strong, remind them of their confirmation. Make sure they have your numbers on speed dial. This is a great opportunity to teach safety, to teach good stranger, bad stranger. This is a great opportunity to talk about stranger danger.
Right.
You know, this is a great opportunity now for you to have those hard conversations with your child.
Right.
And a lot of times children get into problems when parents don't have the hard conversations with them. Like there's some students that don't even know what is stranger danger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That the first thing to do should something happen to you. And this is why human trafficking in children, child trafficking is so prevalent, because we're not talking, we're not having these conversations with the children about their own safety. So the children moving on is a great opportunity. Make it fun. Make it fun. Get their favorite snack. Get some ice cream. You know, don't just back them up in a corner and start to drill them with questions. They're going to shut down.
Yeah.
But if you make it fun, you get, you know, you get some snacks, you sit with them and you say, all right, so big girl now, right? Or big boy now, high school, how do you feel? You know, and you take it from there.
Can we ask them a question like, you know, what do you think? What do you expect to when you go to that school? Is it that you expect the hustle and bustle? What you're thinking about? Can we ask them questions like that? Like what they expect?
Yes, you can ask them what they expect, but don't give them answers. Because if you ask them just like you said, you're giving them answers.
Right.
So you're not going to truly hear what they are thinking. So you can just say, so care. What are your expectations of this new school? You know, are they old enough to have that conversation? So you're not going to have that with a four-year-old because a four-year-old is not going to be able to articulate themselves.
Yeah.
But the students who are going to high school or high school to college, those are the persons that you could have those more adult conversations with. The most you can do across age is, how do you feel about your new school?
Yeah, how do you feel about your new school? That's great. I love that. And for parents who, let's say, for instance, their child is now traveling by themselves for the first time, what advice do you have for them when it comes to the new school table reopening?
Well, definitely make sure you have that stranger danger conversation with your child. What does that mean? You need to talk to them about safety. You need to talk to them about watching their surroundings. You need to talk to them about walking with other students, not trying to be by yourself, especially in secluded spaces, right? For the parent, a lot of time it is very nerve-wracking because you're thinking about crime, you're thinking about accidents, you're thinking about all those things. Now, this is a place where you have to understand the higher powers because there's just some things that is going to be out of your control.
Right.
Just have to now trust your prayers. You pray for those children. You cover them. But most importantly, you have to be having the conversation about safety with your children. Like, for example, in Jamaica, you have, you know, the red plate taxi, which are the legitimate ones. You have the ones with white plates. Now, I'm going to encourage my children, do not go in a white plate taxi, no matter how you want to get home or how late, because guess what happened? At any given time, that car can be pulled over by the cops. The cops can seize the car. Now you're left on the road.
Right.
So you want to talk to them about these things. You want to encourage them to ensure that they handle their money well. You know, they're good at their money because now they're going to have to be paying. I don't know if you use a bus card or what it is, but if they have to be paying, make sure you have your bus there by itself, some, you know, in some space. Don't be walking and being on your phone. When you get in the bus, put away your phone, you know, or the taxi, put away your gadgets, right? If they take gadgets to school. Mm-hmm. So again, it's about having good conversation with your children. So instead of just thinking, oh, you know, let them figure it out. No, talk to them. Where do you need to get off? What should you do in case of an emergency?
Yeah.
Who is the closest person to you? Okay, let's say mommy works an hour, but daddy works half an hour. Okay, daddy's closer to school. So if there's an emergency, daddy is who you contact. Have these conversations with them.
Yeah, all right. I love that. I love how you broke that down for us, because a lot of, and I'm saying us because I'm a parent as well, a lot of us are, you know, going into this new school term with these jitters that we spoke about. And some of us already know how, or some of us have already spoken to our children, but there are others who had no idea how to start, and that is a good way to start. So thank you so much for that, Dawn. It's just about 9 minutes away from the top. Guys, don't forget you can give me a call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send me a message via WhatsApp at 306-1065. Somebody voice notes as well. We are talking about the back-to-school jitters, and we are talking about both the parents and the child or student. So, Dawn, let's talk more about these back-to-school jitters. And let's talk about traveling. You mentioned that, you know, we have to talk about, let's say, stranger danger. I think that is what a lot of people call it. Then we have to make sure and inform or talk to our children about, you know, being aware. All right. And that is an important thing. What tips do you have for the kids who are listening? How can you bring that? How can you give them advice on being aware, especially when they're out there in the roads and they're even with their friends? What advice do you have for them?
All right, good. And that's really, really brilliant. So the first thing that I would say, at least while I'm speaking with students who especially take public transportation, I would say to them, ensure that you are traveling with others. Don't be isolated, especially the girls. I mean, our boys are being, you know, abused also, but especially our girls, right? So that's number one. Choose your friends wisely. So if your friend is saying, hey, you know, let's not go to class and go smoke some weed or whatever, that's not a good friend. So no matter how much you want to be
with the cool kids.
Right. You want to be a part of the cool kids, or you want to have friends, because a lot of time peer pressure push innocent children into doing criminal activities because they want to be needed. They want to be liked, right? So choose your friends wisely, you know, have the correct information. Make sure that your parents' numbers are always on top. You have a way to contact them quickly, right? And the next thing, don't be afraid to talk to your parents. If something is going on, don't be afraid to talk to your parents. If you are afraid of something, if you are concerned about something, if you are unsure about something, talk to your parents or caregivers if you're not living with your children, your parents. Because that's another problem, Carrie. We have a lot of children that we call, quote unquote, barrel pitney.
Yeah.
Their parents are overseas and they're living with family members or friends. And then most of the time, those children are not necessarily treated well, you know, but they show up and they smile because they have to be in that space. There's nowhere else. So, you know, talk to your parents. If a student is telling you to do something that you know is not right, tell your mommy and your daddy. Tell them, you know, John is telling me, you know, to skip class, or John is trying to get me to smoke, or Molly was a big thing recently. All our schools was flooded with Molly. I don't even know how these kids were getting drugs, but they were getting it. All right. So be smart with your surroundings. Be very vigilant. You know, constantly watch your back. See if anybody's following you. You know, don't be flashing your phone, flashing your money. These are just things that to keep in mind, and know who the good strangers are.
Yeah.
The police officers, the firefighters, know where the safe spaces are, the library, the police station, the hospital. So if you feel as though you're in danger, those are the places that you want to run to.
And what advice do you have for parents especially in the same field that you're talking about, stranger danger, and how can we, you know, reach out to our children? What advice do you have for them when it comes to that?
All right, so just have the conversation, but it's more accepting if it's done in an activity format, from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I print worksheets.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's a crossword puzzle, but the puzzle itself is teaching them stranger danger words, and, you know, like it will say, where do you go in case you're in danger? You know what I mean? Little things like that.
Yeah.
So when you use activities, it makes it so much easier. I'm going to show you. Oh, ironically, I have an activity book. That's a stranger danger. This one is an activity book about forest and climate change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I have children that comes to the retreat with the parents, the children are learning about trees and the farm and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. guess what? I'm not boring them with a session. I'm giving them activities and they're learning.
You're right.
So parents, we have to become more intentional about parenting. Mm. Most of our social problems, when you look at them, the crime rate, when you look at all of that, it can be linked back to ACEs, what we call adverse childhood experiences. Mm. All right. So it is so important that parents are being more intentional now more than ever about parenting. So whether you have one job, two job, three job, that does not justify you not spending quality time with your children to talk to them about life on a whole, stranger danger, their security, good touch, bad touch. You know, statistic is only 1 in 10 abuse cases are reported, because most of the time when children are molested, it's by somebody they know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we had spoken to them to say, look, you know, if anybody ever tried to touch you here, there, even if they threaten you, make sure you come and tell me. Develop that relationship that you become a safe space for your child, so that the child knows that if uncle so-and-so or cousin so-and-so, they know how to kick and scream and scratch and bite, whatever you need to do to get away from that person. But let us have, you know, more preventative conversation versus trying to, you know, deal with it after the fact.
And I agree with that, Dawn. I agree with that so much, because I have always been speaking to my daughters all the time, and from since they were small. So it's when I speak to them. So my big daughter, who is going into secondary school now, just up to today, I told her, when we were walking back to the car, I say, remember what I tell you about keeping your money? Now, what I plan to do is give her the money so that she would learn how to budget and everything. And I told her, so listen, do not go to school with all this money. Make sure and keep exact money for everything that you need. So here's what. It's just about 3:59. We have our 4 p.m. news. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion, all right?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, Dawn. We have a phone call, so let's take it. Let's hear who's there. Let's hear what question they have for us. Hey, you are now calling me. Call me back. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How are you doing?
Well, I'm mental state right now.
Tell us why.
Currently, you get water right through?
Well, yeah.
Currently, you see, we talk about this water problem.
Wait. This mental. We're talking about back to school jitters.
Back to school.
Come on, man. Call me back after we come on from here. We are talking about the back-to-school jitters. If you have any questions about that, yeah, you can give me a call. We are here with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith, 625-2257 or 627-3223. It's just about 7 minutes after 4. Let me see if you have any messages here. Dawn, give me 1 minute. So one second. We have another phone call. So let's take it. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey,
love. Hi, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm back to school,
so
they get water?
Well, somebody was asking about that.
No, but we always get water, but now we get water a little more
All right.
faster.
Yeah, so
what? Way back, we didn't get water.
Emma, you have any back to school jitter questions? You have children going to school now?
No, but I go in school.
What?
I went to school. Where don't ask me?
All right, buddy, no problems. Thanks so much for your call. Thanks so much. 625-2257 or 673-223. Don, let me please apologize, all right? Sometimes they get so excited. All right, let's take another phone call. Let's hear who is there. Hello, good afternoon.
Carolina, make your one laugh.
Oh gosh. Not yet, Michael Jackson. Not yet. We're in a little segment going on here, all right? And when we finish, then you can call me back. If you have no questions about the back to school jitters as a parent, you know, sometimes, we are overwhelmed as well, especially when it comes to buying school items. Dawn, when it comes to purchase these items, and if you're a single parent, you know, it's overwhelming for you, yeah? So what advice do you have for the parents, the single parents who are doing all this by themselves? How can you give them that little oomph, that little upliftment?
Well, definitely the budget is very, very important, Carrie. Mm. And the students, especially the younger ones, like the preschool ones, they're not going to use all the crayons, all the this, all the that, the first week of school.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to parents, get the things that are most important first. And then in another 2 weeks, get the others. Have a conversation with the teacher to see what the curriculum is like.
Right.
What areas are they going to cover first, and ensure that you buy those material first, all right? So it really, really is all about just budget. How you could make the experience good for your child is when you take them for supplies, have them pick out, you know what I mean? Mm. So they become a part of it. So that kind of helps with the jitters that, you know, they're going back to school and it's a new school or so forth.
Right.
But for the most part, for that single person, budgeting is going to be your best bet right now. And talk with your children's teachers. Develop good relationship with the teachers so that they can guide you along the way. And be very honest. Look, I don't have all the funds just now to get everything on the list.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important for September?
Oh,
just have that conversation.
Right.
And you take it little.
Nice.
Just little as you go along.
We have a voice note here. This one looks like it's from Surreal. Good afternoon to you, Surreal. Let's hear what you have to say.
Single parents who are...
Gary V.
Hey, Surreal.
My thing is, why it is these students have to have over 24 books in a bag?
Crazy.
Huh? On the back. That's just to give them problems. Why they need all those books? Two English books, two maths books, two of every book, and 24 notebooks? Nah, man. Something has to be wrong. Mm. No wonder some children, when they go to school, they have to sleep on themselves, they're tired and all kind of thing.
Mm.
All these books are not necessary.
Mm. And I know that's for... Thank you so much, Surreal, for your voice. Now, I know that's a primary school issue. I don't know if it happens to you guys in Jamaica. Secondary school, you know, they go with the books based on what classes they have on that particular day. Yeah, but I know that primary school one. Whew, yeah, that was it. Yeah, I know about that. I know about that all too well.
Some primary school have cubbies, so the students don't take all the books home.
Nah, not by we. Yeah, it depends on, if the teacher... So in the school that my daughter went to, the teacher would say, all right, on the first day of school, bring all the books, and she would keep them. But in other schools, those children have to walk with all the books, every day. And they're walking, so it's like a little bossy back walking, like hunchback and Notre Dame.
Carrie, for me, it's all about relationships, because teachers would have a lesson plan, so they would know what is going to be taught on what days. Right? So for me, it's have that conversation. And if more parents are having the conversations, then I'm sure something is going to be done. So don't just come with the questions or the concerns, but come with solutions also.
Yeah.
This is a solution. If you have a lesson plan as an educator, you know what is going to be taught on a particular day.
Yeah.
So ensure that the students have those books, for that lesson plan, you know, or for that session plan that particular day. Mm. But I do understand a lot of children develop back problems before they get to college.
Mm. All right. So it's just about 12 minutes after 4. Now, I know we have to wrap up our interview because I have another one coming at around 4:20. So is there anything that you would like to tell us parents and the students that are listening right now? Anything that we forgot to mention today, Dawn?
Well, for the parents, just stay calm and don't push your fear on the children because that can also be easily done. So stay calm and confident because your children mirror your own energy, all right? Offer reassurance to them, you know, create after-school rituals.
Right.
Like for me, homework, when they get home, they could play their Fortnite and whatever they want to play for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But when that 2 hours is up, then the rest of the evening is, you know, you shower, you have your homework. Homework time is usually supper time, so they have their little snacks and their this and their that, so they don't feel, you know, of course, nothing to fall on the book and market and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But create your own ritual, because what you're doing, while you're doing homework, you're also spending quality time with your children. And I just want to wish everybody a great new school year.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. I just have to do a few woosahs this Sunday night before school open, which is on the 7th of September. I have to do some breathing exercises because this is the first time my daughter is going out there, you know, by herself. And, you know, I just want to keep her home.
Well, just remember, she's going to mirror your energy.
Yes, yes.
So what energy want her to mirror?
Yes.
Just bear that in mind, Carrie.
I would definitely take that into consideration. So I want to thank you, Dawn, for joining us today. I can't wait for next week's discussion. You know, I always look forward and excited. I hope I have no sort of heavy rain and all them problems.
Weather problems. So too.
Because I love it. I love the conversations that we have, and I always look forward to Tuesdays. No cap, hands down. All right. So thanks so much
Same
for
here.
Joining us,
Same
Dawn.
Here.
I can't wait to meet with you next week, and by God's grace, we'll do it all over again.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.